And I'm Peter Klein.
I'm Kim Carson.
And I'm Peter Klein.
This is my descent into madness. This is We Had No Idea.
Episode something or other. I hate that I say this every time. I hate that I started off these episodes with episode whatever, because now I have no idea.
Absolutely.
Ah, that's the show name. Kind of.
We come to you from Mokinsis, and we acknowledge that we get the privilege of living and producing this show on the traditional territories of the Blackfoot Confederacy, the Tsuut'ina Nations, the Yahe Nakoda Nations, the Métis Nation Region 3, and all people who make their homes in the Treaty 7 region of southern Alberta. You can find out what Native lands you're on by looking at native-land.ca. And we are on number 7 in the Truth and Reconciliation Calls to Action document. So we're under the header of legacy and the subheader of education. And number 7 is we call upon the federal government to develop with Aboriginal groups a joint strategy to eliminate eliminate educational and employment gaps between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Canadians. Are you shocked to have another very reasonable call to action that kind of hits me in the face, because I'm like, we don't have that.
Yeah.
Educational federal groups aren't already talking to Aboriginal groups.
There hasn't been one of these so far where I can see what the other side is being like, no, fuck you. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. I just
absolutely
can't.
Absolutely. So, yep. That's number 7. Yet another, I would say, easy to do call to action. And I think that they should start getting fucking done.
Yeah, absolutely. Really. 100%.
All right.
Our sources for the show today are brides.com, cushmag.com, and miragenew.com.
Those are weird sources for an oil podcast.
Right? Yeah, this is back-to-back times that we've done this where we're saying, yeah, you know what? We're going to do the oil industry next week. And we're not.
You know what? So, yeah. When I think about the oil industry, I'm reminded of a quote from one of the greatest actors in films of our time, Jim Carrey's The Grinch. Loathe entirely.
Nice. Good. Topical. I was going to say, like, you know, like, there's, like, oils and plastic, and they need that to make Barbie. So, I mean, we kind of did the oil industry last week, and I'm sure oil money pays for some of the stuff we're going to talk about today. So, you know, it works.
Peter, you had a birthday since our last podcast.
I have.
Which means you are too old to be stretching that far.
Oh, wow.
I gotcha.
Didn't realize you became a dad at some point during the last few weeks.
I'm a father of 3, don't you know? So, yes, we have some bridal traditions, some wedding traditions to lay on you today.
Yeah.
From various countries and backgrounds. So I guess before we get started, I would like to say again, from the river to the sea, if you don't believe in Palestinian freedom, then this is not the podcast or the group for you. And, you know, blessings to you. And I hope that you live a life you deserve.
Hear, hear. I should just say off the top of this, just because these are traditions doesn't mean everyone does them. I want to make that abundantly clear. There are, and also I broke these up by country. I'm sure there are a number that are religious based, and not every religion.
Yes.
You know. So
like area just, based, like it's like our first one is Norway, but it's like, does all of Norway, did they used to do
right,
this?
Exactly. And our last one's a Canadian one. And we absolutely 100% did not do it at our wedding. So at least I'm pretty sure we didn't. I mean, indirectly, we may have. No, we didn't. So, but yeah, like, I want to say, I am not of the belief that every fucking wedding in Armenia has the same thing. these are traditions that came from here. There might be 0% of weddings that still do this there. It's just a tradition that was passed down. And at some point, because I feel like our generation's pretty good at kind of killing a lot of traditions.
Totally.
Positively and negatively. So, I just wanted to say off the top, like, I understand not everyone in Norway does this.
Yeah,
so
we understand these are from the internet, not from...
Yes, I haven't gone to weddings.
People who do them.
Yeah, I didn't go to a wedding in the Congo to figure this out. So just...
All right, sick.
Just letting you know.
Norway, start us off.
All right, Norway. One Norwegian tradition states that the bride will wear an ornate silver and gold crown that has small charms dangling around it. When she moves, the tinkling sound is supposed to deflect evil spirits. Quick aside.
Yeah, is it about evil spirits?
So many evil spirits. Basically, every tradition started with, yeah, we didn't want the devil to eat your soul.
Yeah, we thought evil spirits were abundant.
Yeah.
We thought it was our biggest resource.
But we also thought they were chicken shits and really stupid, who, like, little tinkling sounds was enough to deflect them.
Absolutely.
Like, we're really worried about them, but it is very basic to get rid
of
them.
But it's super easy to deter them.
Yes.
Absolutely. In Mexico, during the ceremony, as a Mexican couple is exchanging their vows, a lazo or lasso made of rosary beads and flowers is draped around their shoulders in the shape of a figure eight. Not only does el lazo represent the union of the couple, but its shape also resembles the infinity symbol, signifying just how long they're hoping the marriage will last. That's nice.
It's cute, isn't it?
I like that one. There's actually quite a few traditions that I feel like we can say still happen today, where you... like have a figure eight or you are wrapped in something together as a couple.
Yeah.
It's like you like unifying.
Yeah.
Kind of signifies. So that's nice.
In Armenia, if you want to keep evil spirits far away from your marriage,
and you know, I do.
Right. Balance lavish flatbread on your shoulders. That's what newly married Armenian couples traditionally do. According to the custom, when the bride and groom enter their wedding reception, typically at the groom's house, they break a plate for good luck, then are given lavish and honey by the groom's mother. They balance the bread on their shoulders to ward off evil and eat spoonfuls of honey to symbolize happiness.
Okay, I'm going to start a band.
I'm happiest when I am eating spoonfuls of honey, so that checks out.
Oh, totally. Sorry I interrupted you.
No, that's fine.
I'm going to start a band.
Okay.
The name of that band?
Yep.
Lavish Flatbread.
Yeah, no, that's that. I think that's an excellent one. That should be, if nothing else, that should be a restaurant.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, shoddy, dibs. If you're listening to this, we've already copyright.
Also, there's a few other ones. And again, I don't want to be making fun of people's traditions here. But I feel like there's a few that include, oh yeah, and a broken plate. Mm-hmm. That had to have started with like someone accidentally broke a plate. It was like, no, good luck.
It's like when you get meant to do it. By a bird.
I meant to do it. It was good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like something broken. They were like, oh no, it's going to be like our marriage. And yeah. Then someone was like, no, it's a tradition for good luck.
Yeah.
And then that just kind of stuck.
Yeah.
In the Congo, while most about to be married brim with excitement and anticipation, Congolese couples must keep their happiness in check. During their entire wedding day, from the ceremony to the reception, the two are not allowed to smile. If they do, it would mean they aren't serious about marriage.
That one's... so interesting.
I mean, you and me, immediately, no.
Yeah.
Immediately, no. I'd wake up and they'd be like, oh, ma'am, you can't get married today. You're not serious enough.
Yeah.
I wake up with a smile on my face.
We also, like, we told jokes in our vows.
You told a joke walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
You told your parents to hurry up.
Yeah. That wasn't a joke. That was serious.
I know. Well, you were smiling when you said it.
Yeah. But, like... yeah, like we basically just like did a stand-up comedy routine for a few minutes and then they're like, yeah, you're married now.
Yeah, and it killed, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
it
no.
It was so good. Everyone we crushed loved it. They clapped wedding. For us. Thank but, you. Yeah. I'm here all night. Enjoy the drinks that I'm paying for. Yeah.
But like what happens if someone does smile? Like we're almost through the whole night and then at the reception or whatever, someone just like, fuck. Okay, we're done. Everyone
take
out.
It from the top.
Wrap this thing up. Who wants her? All right.
I'm sure there's like a Hail Mary or something you can do.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Start over again. okay. China's me, right?
Yes.
Warning me? All right. There's a few here in China. I'll take them all.
Yep.
In China, a prospective husband will shoot the bride with a bow and headless arrow several times, then collect the arrows and break them during the ceremony to ensure their love lasts forever.
Look at me. Look me in the eyes. I'm Cupid now.
In China, a bride's family will hire a good luck woman to take care of her as she travels from her home to her groom's in an elaborately decorated sedan chair. Even more, attendants are busy shielding the bride as parasols and tossing rice, a symbol of health and prosperity, at the chair. In this light-hearted tradition, Chinese bridesmaids give the groom a hard time on the morning of the wedding day by putting him, and sometimes his groomsmen, through a series of tests and challenges called wedding door games to prove that he's worthy of the bride. Then he must pay off the girls with envelopes full of money.
Okay.
In China, brides typically walk down the aisle in a slim-fitting embroidered dress called a traditional kipao or qiangsem. For the reception, they typically change into a more decked-out gown with Western flair. But the bridal fashion show doesn't end there. To cap the night, Chinese brides often make a full change into a cocktail dress. Brides of Tujia people in China take tears of joy to a whole different level. Starting 1 month in advance, the bride starts to cry for 1 hour every day. 10 days into the waterworks, her mother joins the picture. And 10 days after that, her grandma does the same. By the end of the month, every female in the family is crying alongside the bride. The tradition is believed to be an expression of joy as the women weep in different tones reminiscent of a song. That last one 100% was someone who didn't want to get married but was too
being sold into it or something.
Yeah, or I was going to say it was just like too nice to like break it off with her husband, so she's right. Like, no, it's a tradition.
I swear, I'm happy.
it sounds like singing.
Here's me wailing.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I thought that they were going to collect the tears at some point.
I thought so too. Yeah, and then it just stopped.
Then you drink them or something.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, this next one's wild.
In Fiji, when a man asks a woman's father for her hand in marriage, he must present his future father-in-law with a whale's tooth. Where do you think you purchase one of those?
I think you have to go wrestle it out
the
of a whale.
The whale tooth store?
Yeah. Whale teeth are us.
Whales are filter feeders, too, so that's actually really hard to get. It would look like a stick.
Mm.
Like a branch or something. I learned that in Nemo.
Oh.
When they're caught in the whale mouth.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking like shark tooth, basically. Like,
oh, you know what? I before I remember the Nemo scene, I was thinking just like a really big molar. It's like a comically large human molar.
Like whales just have human teeth, but like a billion of them.
Yeah. You know what? In Shark Tale, they do. So you really got to watch out for which cartoons you're basing your information off of.
This one here.
I know they look like yeah, that's
like it looks like it looks like a toothbrush.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, they're filter feeders if you didn't know.
Okay, but then
maybe not all of them.
Orcas here have like the teeth that I'm thinking
of.
Yeah,
orcas have like when you're going to go get veneers and they grind your teeth down first.
Right.
Anyways, you can go into your rabbit hole of looking at whale teeth.
Okay.
In Japan, on her wedding day, a Japanese bride celebrating a traditional Shinto ceremony wears white from head to toe, including makeup, kimono, and a hood called, Peter?
Tsunokakushi.
Tsunokakushi. White denotes her maiden status, and the hood hides the so-called horns of jealousy she may feel toward her mother-in-law. Drinking wine at a wedding doesn't sound too bizarre. However, in Japan, a historic tradition of Sansankudo requires the family to drink in sync. First, the bride and groom take 3 sips each from 3 flat sake cups, after which their parents do the same, bonding the families together.
So you have to have a full, like, choreo meeting before...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. One more time from the top. Well, Dad just passed out. So
yeah.
We'll work on this tomorrow.
Like, look, didn't you guys do shotskis?
Yeah.
That's a shot ski. That's... And you know I'm right.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Yeah. In Germany, in their first bit of housekeeping together, German couples traditionally clean up piles of porcelain dishes that their guests have thrown on the ground to ward off any evil spirits.
Dog.
The lesson of this Polterabend... only probably angrier sounding. While working together, the two partners can face any challenge thrown their way.
Yeah, like your friends throwing dishes at you.
I will say, like, on the one hand, that sounds annoying.
Yeah.
Also, like, no. You know what? I just lost my job. We have no money. We have to sell the house, but we can get through this because we cleaned up plates the night before our wedding.
You know what?
So don't worry, babe. We got this.
If I had it happen to me, I would want to be invited to all of my friends' weddings, and I would fucking just chuck those plates at them.
Gronk spike. Like, you'd throw them at them.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it slipped. I have terrible aim.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
After getting married, couples in Germany are presented with a large log and a saw. By sawing the log in half as a team, it's believed they are proving their ability to work together in overcoming tough obstacles. I am telling you right now, we would not have been married in Germany. Because I would not have been able to fully saw a log. I am not untrusting of your ability to lumberjack your way through a log.
Yeah,
I would have been no help, and it would have ended with us not being married.
It would have ended with it being like, oh, she's going to do it all, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your side would go like perfectly like, and then mine would be like.
you're thinking one of those big long band saws.
Yeah. I'm thinking like the lumberjack competitions you see on TV where they're just like, yeah, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah. It turns out Germans don't necessarily believe in like love is enough. You have to prove it.
Yeah. You need to go.
Clean up dishes, saw logs.
You need to go through the Squid Games before you can marry each other.
Prove to us.
Yeah.
That you can be together.
Yeah.
Before a Czech bride in the Czech Republic, before the bride and groom tie a knot, an infant is placed. Hold on. Where are they getting these infants from? Infants are us?
Yes.
That was your whale joke, but with the baby.
Yeah.
An infant is placed on the couple's bed to bless and enhance their fertility. Nice. Once they've wed, guests shower them with rice, peas, or lentils, also to promote fertility.
Okay, I can see where you got there.
Yes.
Like, yeah, putting a baby there. You want to make a baby there. Go for it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Rice, peas, lentils, they grow.
I guess. Yeah, like they came from somewhere.
They grow. Also, I'm laughing to myself right now about the idea of them getting those backwards.
You're throwing babies at them? And
you just like, it's like you like go pull back the sheets and there's just like a heap of lentils.
Just a comically large amount of rice, peas, and lentils.
Yeah, red lentils too.
Right, of course, yeah. God, this is going to be, because eventually, never mind, I'll tell you after.
Okay.
In Russia, newly married Russian couples share a wedding sweetbread called karavi, decorated with wheat for prosperity and interlocking rings for faithfulness. Whoever takes the biggest bite, husband or wife, without using their hands is considered the head of the family. Listen, I'm the captain now. We would
look into my eyes and bite this challah.
I would have won this.
I know he's got a big mouth.
Yeah, I do.
A
Russian man must go to the bride's parents' home on the morning of the wedding and prove his worth by either paying a ransom for his lady, showering the bride's family with gifts, or simply humiliating himself by dancing and singing until the family has had enough.
I see you took that final option to woo me.
Yes, yeah, that's what I... Yeah, it was... Yeah.
It's a Cuban custom that every man who dances with the bride must pin money to her dress to help the couple pay for their wedding and honeymoon.
That's an interesting one. Instead of like, tink, 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 everyone kiss. It's like, hey, just pin the dollar bill on the bride.
Yeah, literally, like, push tack it into me.
Right, yeah.
I'll give me them, but it better be a 20 and up.
Yeah.
In Ireland, I'm just going to go ahead and take the next one.
Go for it.
In Ireland, when the bride and groom are dancing, the bride must keep at least 1 foot on the floor at all times.
No problem.
Irish folklore states that if she doesn't, what's going to come get her?
Uh-oh.
Evil fairies will come and sweep her away.
Not even evil spirits this time, just evil fairies.
Evil fairies, yeah. They'll fucking get you, those bad vibes.
That's such a specific thing. Like, hey, 1 foot down at all times.
Yeah, no jumping.
Yeah. How dare you? No Irish jigs here.
No.
All right. In India, right before the wedding, it's common for Indian women to gather their closest girlfriends and sit for hours at a time to have their skin intricately painted in tattoo fashion with Mendi, a type of paint made for henna. The elaborate and beautiful skin art lasts about 2 weeks. If you're a Hindu woman born during the astrological period when Mars and Saturn are both under the seventh house, you're cursed. Oh. According to custom, if you marry, be prepared for early widowhood. Fortunately, there's a remedy. Marry a tree first, then have it cut down to break the evil spell.
Oh, I see.
Work around for everything here.
Yeah, totally.
In a traditional Hindu wedding, it's a custom for the groom to remove his shoes before sitting in the faris. It is during this time that the tradition of Juta Chupai takes place. I am so sorry for how I'm pronouncing all of these.
Yeah.
It is a ritual. Well, you're the one who stuck me with it. It is a ritual. I'll just read too. It is a ritual where the bride's bridesmaids and cousins often play a trick on him by stealing the shoes and hiding them. In order to get his shoes back, the groom must bribe the women with cash to return them before the ceremony ends.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
French Polynesia. On the Marquesas Islands of French Polynesia, once the wedding has come to an end, the relatives of the bride lay side by side, face down on the ground, while the bride and groom walk over them like a human rug.
See, I thought we were just doing that at ours to be mean, but it turns out it was a tradition.
It turns out it's a tradition, yeah.
That's good.
I mean, I guess it's like, you know, like we support you. Like it's symbolic.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't want to like step on your cousin's back, like Auntie Donna.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. I would want small friends for sure.
Oh, you know what? The relatives of the bride.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so your friends are actually safe. It turns out that my sister, however, not.
Yeah. In Peruvian weddings, the cake is typically assembled with ribbons attached to charms, one of which is a fake wedding ring. Ooh. During the reception, all the single women in attendance participate in the cake pull. Each participant grabs a ribbon, and the single lady who pulls out the fake wedding ring, per tradition, will be next to get married.
Oh my god, I love that.
That's kind of fun.
I love that. What a fun game.
Yeah.
Ooh. In Romania, before the wedding, guests work together to playfully, quote-unquote, abduct the bride, whisking her away to an undisclosed location and demanding a ransom from the groom. Typical requests include a few bottles of alcohol, or for those looking to really make the groom sweat, singing a love song in front of the entire party.
Ooh.
Ooh. He likes her.
Scottish brides and groom are captured by their friends.
Aw, fun! No.
The day before their ceremony, and covered in everything from molasses and ash to flowers and feathers before being paraded around town. The goal may seem to be ultimate humiliation, but the ritual stems from the practice of trying to ward off evil spirits.
Ah, there's evil spirits.
Again, bullshit. Someone just wanted to tar and feather their guys. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, to ward away evil spirits, man, you're fine.
They want to, like, make them look like an asshole, take pictures.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, it's for evil spirits. They'll trick them.
Yeah.
Dumb. In Sweden, whenever the bride leaves the table, all the ladies at the reception are free to steal a kiss from the groom. Whenever the groom leaves the room, all surrounding gentlemen are free to plant a peck on the bride, too.
You would not be allowed to leave ever. Like, we would make a pact, like, hey, this is really, really weird. Yeah. Let's not leave this room at all night.
I mean, Sweden people like kiss on the cheeks and stuff. Like they're like,
I guess, yeah.
Like kind of greeting.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's not weird if you don't make it weird.
It's kind of weird.
In South Korea, as part of the falaka ceremony, the groom's friends and family hold him down and they beat the bottoms of his feet with a stick or a dried fish.
See, this isn't weird.
I like this,
this
one.
This is much less weird.
In between beatings, he's asked trivia questions. So the custom is said to help strengthen his memory and his feet. You know what? When we first met, that's the first thing I did to you. I slapped the bottom of your feet to see how many miles were left in this horse.
Yeah.
I needed to know. I also inspected your comically large molars.
Yeah.
To make sure that your dental work was up to date.
In Italy, the night before a wedding, an Italian groom may traditionally throw a surprise party outside the bride-to-be's window, La Serenata. begins...
La serenata.
La serenata, thank you. Begins with the groom, backed by musicians, serenading his fiancé. Then it turns into a full-blown bash, complete with a lavish buffet and all the couple's friends and family.
There's a little party.
Yeah.
At some Spanish weddings, the groom's friends will take scissors and chop up his tie and then sell the pieces to guests to raise more money for the newlyweds. The same practice is sometimes applied to the bride's garter.
In Kenya, if you go to a wedding, don't be shocked if you see the father of the bride spitting on her dress for good luck.
Ooh.
From a...
Ew, God, that like actually made my spine tingle.
From the Maasai people in Kenya, spitting on someone is seen as a show of respect. Hoping to not jinx the marriage, the spit is meant in good faith.
I mean, that's nice. It's something like free that you can give. Like, it's like your well wishes.
Yeah, it's pretty...
You know how I feel about spit.
Yeah, that'd be pretty Ugh. Gross. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
An Australian wedding ceremony might feature the tradition of a unity bowl. Upon arrival, guests are given stones, which they are required to hold during the ceremony. When it's over, guests place the stones in a decorative bowl that the couple then keeps on display in their home, paying tribute to their friends and family who attended.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, it is. It rocks, in fact.
Oh. All the energy just left my body. And lastly, at French-Canadian ceremonies, the couple's older unmarried siblings traditionally perform a dance, all wearing wacky, brightly colored socks. As they dance, guests throw money at them, which is then collected and presented to the newlyweds.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that at our wedding.
No, we did not.
That's pretty fun, though.
Yeah.
It's like, dance for me, make me money.
Yeah. At that point... There was only, for our wedding, there was only one sibling who was unmarried, and she's younger than both of us.
Yeah.
So that probably wouldn't work. So every older unmarried sibling that we had did, in fact, dance in wacky, brightly colored socks.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't exist.
Because they didn't exist.
They danced in my mind.
Is the joke. Okay, so there you go. Now you know what to expect at weddings all over the world.
Watch out for those evil spirits, man.
Soups, watch out for the evil spirits. And if you see any, cover yourself in molasses and feathers.
And a jingly crown.
And a jingly crown.
The jingliest of crowns.
And smash every plate you have around
you. Any plate you possibly see. If you see a plate and you don't smash it.
Yeah. And that will help the couple also get through literally anything.
Yes.
Plague coming through, doesn't matter. Cleaned up porcelain plates.
We're going to 2 weddings already next year. I already said yes to both.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, time to get plate smashing.
I know. I'm like, fuck yeah. I get to throw plates at people.
Let's do all of these. We have to kidnap both of the couples, several times.
I'm going to hit both of those grooms so hard in the feet with dried feathers. It's not fair. It's not fair. I'll tie them down and I'm just going to take a big old dry salmon.
Yeah.
Slap them up.
Yeah. Would it be like you're thinking like one of the, like a big fish from like Pike Market, right? Like Pike Place in Seattle.
Dried.
Like, yeah, well, yeah, of course. Yeah, otherwise, it's ridiculous. But because like you could say, oh, dried fish, like it's just a little thing that it's just like a little,
yeah,
like
you could use like a little sardine or something.
But you're thinking like a cartoon baseball bat size fish.
So dry, so hard. It's just like a log.
Crumbles every time.
Fish-shaped log.
Pieces fall off. Yes. Pieces of fish jerky fall off.
I want them to have little scale shards in their feet. Anyways, invite us to your wedding. We'll be fun, I promise.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Go subscribe, like, download, tell a friend, tell your mom. Tell your dad.
Yeah. Do both of those things.
Do all of those things.
Right.
And we hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful time listening to this episode, that you learned some things. I know I did.
Mm-hmm.
And we will talk to you later.
Yeah, we will talk to you next time when we talk about almost literally anything but the history of the oil industry.
Yeah. You know how I feel about oil.
Bye.
I only like avocado.
Just hit stop.
Bye.